morning.
Good morning.
It's a joy to welcome all of you to our Lord's Day service. Today is Christmas in August, and we begin with a Christmas thought. There must be always remaining in every life some place for the singing of angels, some place for that which in itself is breathless and beautiful. Penned by Howard Thurman. We invite you on Wednesday over at Village Hall. There will be a special service in memory of Steve Shooter. At 11 o'clock, we will be gathering, and at noon, we'll be conducting the service, and then afterwards, a bag lunch will be provided. After the service today, we welcome you to gather under the maple tree for a time of fellowship. And if you brought in some lovely decorations, please notice the decorations that are around. We have some in the fellowship hall and at the entrances. And if you brought some in and would like to take them today, all the bags and boxes are in the parlor. And if you don't want to bring them today, I'll pack them up as well as I can. If you find some stray ornaments, let me know. This next Sunday at 2 o'clock, Colin and Friends will be in concert. This was the concert that was supposed to happen this afternoon. It will now happen next afternoon on Sunday, August 28th at 2 p.m. There's a flyer in your bulletin, and please tell your friends and neighbors. We would love to have a full house for the Colin and Friends concert. Today, I'm so grateful to have two friends visiting with me from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Barry and Dennis Fort. Now, I met Barry and Dennis in 1991 when I became the pastor of Trinity Moravian Church in New Carrollton, Maryland. At the time, Dennis was on the board. Dennis and Barry kind of cycled on and off boards. Barry was the treasurer of the church. Dennis ran the choir and did so many activities in the church, and then they had the temerity in, I think, 2005, before I ever came here, to leave and go down to Winston-Salem, where they had family, and that's where they retired, and they joined a church, a Moravian church down there, and they wondered, they had just about joined, they might have been around for a month or two, and they were asked to do all sorts of very important things in the church. The pastor approached Barry and said, "We need a treasurer." And she thought that was very odd, till she found out I wrote a letter. And I made sure that the pastor knew everything that they had done for us at Trinity. And I said, "That's what happens when you leave me." I'm going to call up our dear sister Barry Fort. She would like to bring greetings from Unity Moravian Church.
Thank you, Pastor Don. I do bring greetings from Unity Moravian Church. It's in Louisville, North Carolina, which is just outside Winston-Salem. This does not preclude us from all the activities that the Salem congregation offers. So we are delighted to be there. And we feel honored to be here with you this morning in your worship service. We have been trying to trace our Moravian heritage in Wisconsin. And to that end, we have come to Wisconsin. So thank you very much for having us this morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Would you stand with me now as we turn to page 59, the Christmas Liturgy.
Oh,
Blessed be Lord God of Israel.
For he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them.
By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high has broken upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death.
To guide our feet into the way of peace.
For unto us a child is born.
Unto us a son is given.
God so loved the world that he gave us his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him.
Thanks be to God for this gift beyond words.
My eyes have seen your salvation,
which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples.
Testament scripture lesson is taken from prophet Isaiah. But there will be no gloom for those who were in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult in dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onwards and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Our Old Testament lesson is taken from the Gospel according to Luke. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who reverence him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in their thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Would you stand with me as we sing hymn number 286, "It Came Upon the Midnight Clear"?
It came upon the midnight clear.
Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. There are times that we just need a little Christmas. Christmas might be on the calendar for December 25th, but we need Christmas some other times. And I believe that midsummer is a great time to celebrate Christmas. When I was a youngster, every year we would go to a magical place in the Adirondack Mountains. We lived in New York City, and the summer heat would absorb into the concrete. And so once a year, we take a trip to a place in the Adirondack Mountains, and they would send us a brochure every year and tell us of their programs, and we always chose the same program. And that program was Christmas in August, because by that time, we needed Christmas. Have you ever felt that you needed Christmas before December? The people in Isaiah's time were desperate for Christmas. They were living in a land of deep darkness. They lived in a small nation state that seemed to be in constant turmoil, in a war-torn area where bigger nations would plunder, where bigger nations would demand tribute, and they were always under threat. You can understand that, can't you? We see it in the headlines today. We look at the people of Ukraine who are constantly under threat. We look at the people of Somalia who just experienced a terrorist attack yesterday. There are people all over the world that wonder if this day is their last day. They live in deep darkness. But it's not only them. We think of people here in the United States who are living in areas where gun violence is prevalent. They're living in deep darkness. Sometimes we think of our own families and some of the turmoil that has come into our families, and we're living in deep darkness. And we need Christmas just like Isaiah's people did. And so Isaiah, with the lens of the Spirit, looks to the future and he speaks Christmas to his people. He says those familiar words, a son is born to us, and he'll be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. We know those words so well, but we miss the actual Christmas message of Isaiah because we don't understand some of the history. And so the most profound words in this passage are not the ones that are familiar to us, it's these. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. Now, what's Midian? We don't understand that. It's a story from the book of Judges. This is before kings ruled the land of Israel. And in that time, the people of Israel were oppressed by a people called the Midianites. They happened to be cousins of theirs. They were from the patriarch Abraham, just as the Israelites were. And just as sometimes we have factions in our families, we have factions along cultural lines. And so these Midianites were described as locusts. They were as plentiful as locusts. And any time the Israelites planted a crop, the locusts swarmed in, either to take it or to burn the fields. And so the people of Israel were impoverished, and they were desperate, and they cried to God for help. And the Bible says that they had brought this on themselves because they had been wicked. But fortunately, God does not look on our wickedness. God does not look on our mistakes. God looks to lift us up. So even though the Bible says they brought it on themselves, God sent a champion to them. And the champion was named Gideon. And Gideon basically did not want anything to do with this job. He felt he was not suited to be a leader. And yet God said, you are the one I've chosen. So Gideon assembled an army. And I guess the people of Israel were so excited about this that somebody stepped forward, that 32,000 men said, we will go with you to battle. And God said, nope, that is way too many. Because if you win, even though you're still outnumbered, you'll think you did it. We're going to call this army down. And God called the army down to 300. They did not bring swords. They did not bring any of the accoutrement you think of for wartime. They brought jars, and in the jars were lit torches, trumpets, and their voices. And at one point, they were surrounding the camp of Midian, this ragtag army, at night. They broke their jars, and the torches blazed out, and they shouted, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon, and it routed the whole army. And the Bible says they had peace for 40 years. That's the day of Midian, the day that God delivered his people against all odds. And so Isaiah says that there will come a time that the day of Midian will happen again. Do you need a day of Midian? Even people on this side of the resurrection need a day of Midian, need some deliverance, whether it's deliverance because we have physical trauma, whether it's deliverance because we have emotional trauma, whether it's deliverance because our communities are in a mess, whatever that is, we need a day of Midian. And so how do we act while we're waiting for that deliverance, while we're waiting for the day of Midian? Well, I would put to the Church of Jesus Christ that we have to have our torches ready. The light needs to blaze. We need to have our voices ready. We need to sing out in joy, and we need to live in hope. And isn't that what Jesus gives to us, is hope? He is called Wonderful Counselor. So those times when the deep darkness presses in and we don't know where to turn and we don't know what the answers are, we have the Wonderful Counselor with us who can give us those assurances, who can give us those answers. He's also the Everlasting Father who can give us the backbone when we need to make a stand and when we need to address the darkness. He is the Prince of Peace. And so when we light those torches, we are shedding peace in our world. We are shedding hope in our world. While we're waiting for deliverance, whatever it is in your life that you are waiting for deliverance, walk in hope. Because the Prince of Peace has come. And we don't have to wait until December 25th to have Christmas. Let us pray. Lord, we are so grateful for the power of Almighty God that is within us. We are so grateful for the Prince of Peace that has come. And we ask for that one who needs a day of Midian, that your grace and your power would come upon them. And as we wait in hope. Amen.
Holy night, the stars are brightly shining.
Dennis. We come to that time of worship where we bring our prayer concerns and our praise reports. We're so grateful for Kathleen has a praise that Cole came home safely. We're so grateful for that. It is so wonderful to see Rom in church. We have been praying for him for some weeks and months, and it's such a delight that he's here today. We want to remember Linda's sister, Carrie, in our prayers. She has been battling illness. We want to remember Rob and Sherry's brother in our prayers. Craig, he'll be having open heart surgery this week. We want to remember Eric, who is battling cancer. We want to remember those on our prayer list, Tara, Barbara, and Lucille. And Barbara has asked prayers for her son, Kevin, who was hospitalized today. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we are so grateful, grateful for your healing mercy, grateful that Ram is in church today. We thank you for how you've undertaken in his life. We ask for continued healing and strength. We're so grateful that Cole returned home safely. We bring before you those who are in need of a healing touch and for your encouragement, Carrie and Craig and Eric, Tara, Barbara, and Lucille. We ask that you would undertake for Kevin, who is hospitalized, that your grace and mercy should sustain them all. For we ask all this in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. By the tender mercy of our God, love has broken upon us. Light is given where once there was darkness, and hope where once there was only death. We leave this place knowing that God will guide our feet into the way of peace. Amen.